Okay, my friends. So let's do some more Pokemon stories. This is from the Pokemon Storybook Collection book. This is the third story in the book. It's called Themis Friends and Foes. It was written by Rachel Chablowski. And it is read today by Mommy. And Pop, pop. I have no idea what that is. Are you the sound of a bubble popping? Oh, you're a pea shooter. Well, there you go. Mommy and her pea shooter. Are you ready? Here we go. Welcome to the world of Pokemon. Pokemon trainers can catch these incredible creatures in the wild and train them to battle to be the very best. Trainers just starting out in the Kanto region are likely to meet one of these three Pokemon early in their journey. You want to know which ones they are? I bet you know them all. It's Bulbasaur. It's a grass and poison type with a seed on its back. While it naps in the sun, it absorbs sunlight and grows. Then Charmander. Charmander is a fire type Pokemon. The flame on the tip of his tail indicates how he's feeling. If it flares up in a fury, watch out. And Squirtle. Squirtle shells protects it in a battle. Its round shape and grooved surface allow the Pokemon to swim fast. It's a water type. Now, Ivysaur evolves into Venusaur. A large flower on its back is said to take on rich colors if it gets plenty of sunlight. It also has a soothing aroma. When Charmeleon evolves into Charizard, it seeks out worthy opponents and only breathes fire against these stronger foes. And Wartortle evolves into Blastoise. It says that the water spouts sticking out of his shell can hit their target from amazing distances.
Like 500 feet?
Probably. Yeah. And I think these three are like the bigger versions of the other page, the Bulbasaur, the Charmander, and the Squirtle. If they were super mega evolved, they become the Venusaur, the Charizard, and the Blastoise. Right?
Blastoise.
Are you sure?
Just repeat what I say.
Okay. Blastoise? How come it doesn't have an R in it then? Oh. It doesn't have an R though. Is that the way they pronounce it in the show?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. What about this one? Do you know who he is?
Jigglypuff.
Yeah. Guys, this guy looks so cute. He's got a little curl on his forehead like someone else I know. Jigglypuff can inflate its body like a balloon and sing at the right wavelength to make its opponents fall asleep. It can keep singing until everyone listening falls asleep. Now, the next guy, yep, Philip gave him away.
Ditto. And the bottom one is Ditto Pikachu.
That's
and
right.
And also Pikachu, who's confused.
In the picture, we see Ditto, and it's he's the transform Pokemon. It can change its shape to resemble almost anything. It often tries to use the skill to befriend other Pokemon. And Ditto Pikachu is what happens when Ditto transforms itself into Pikachu. Looks pretty silly. Speaking of Pikachu, Pikachu is an electric-type Pokemon that stores electricity in its body. It releases that energy regularly to maintain good health. So watch out! It'll zap you! Now Pikachu evolves into Raichu. This Pokemon can unleash any...
Where's Ditto Raichu?
Well, we don't see that one in here. I don't think there is a Ditto Raichu in this book. I'm sure it probably exists. We don't see it. Where was I? This Pokemon can unleash so much electricity that it can defeat a larger, much larger foe in a single shock. Zap! And then, of course, there's the Alolan Raichu. In the Alola region, Pikachu evolves into the Alolan Raichu. Raichu is thought to look different in Alola because of what he eats. Alolan Raichu can use its psychic power to surf on its tail. Way cool.
Wait, what type is the Pikachu guys?
Pikachus?
No, like...
They're electric types.
Alolan Raichu. Oh. Can you see what kind of type it is?
The Alolan Raichu is an electric psychic. Yeah. Brain powers. Okay. The next page has a Cleffa on it. The Pokemon Cleffa was first found in the Johto region, and it evolves into Clefairy. Everyone loves Clefairy. This Pokemon is charming, but hard to find. When it dances under the full moon, a strange, compelling energy surrounds the area. Clefable is the evolved form of Clefairy. Clefable usually live hidden far from people, but if you see two Clefables skipping along together, tradition says that you will have a happy marriage. Aww. Nice. This one I think might be my favorite. It's the Vulpix. It's a fire type Pokemon, and it's beloved for its fur and its multiple tails, which keep splitting as it grows. Oh, it's so cute! In Alola, Vulpix is an ice type Pokemon. If it gets too hot, it uses its six tails to create a spray of ice crystals to cool itself off. Now, Vulpix evolves into Ninetales. This Pokemon can live for 1,000 years. According to myth, it was created when 9 saints merged into a single being. Huh, I didn't know that. Now, Ninetales also has a different form in Alola, and that of an ice and fairy type Pokemon. It is usually gentle, but when it's angered, it can freeze its enemies in their tracks. You know what else is interesting? The bat type Pokemons. They are all flying and they are all poison types. Let's hear about them. Zubat spends its days sleeping in caves and uses ultrasonic waves to sense its environment. When Zubat evolves into Golbat, it develops eyes to see with. It uses its hollow fangs to suck blood, but sometimes it eats so much that it can't fly afterwards. Ew, I wonder what type it likes. Now, the Crobat is evolved from the Golbat, and it is a master of stealth and speed. Do you know what stealth means? Yeah, it means that it can hide in things. It can be, it's not easy to see. It moves so quickly, and it moves so quietly that you don't detect it right away. You can't see it. You can't tell that it's there. Kind of like hiding. Now, its hind legs have become an extra pair of wings. Woohoo! Now, Meowth has lazy days and active nights. It loves coins and shiny objects like the one on its head. Why does Meowth have something on its head that's shiny? I don't know. Yeah. Now, in Alola, Meowth is a dark type Pokemon. It's very vain about the golden charm on its forehead, and it grows enraged if the charm gets dirty. Psyduck is a mysterious psychic water type, yeah, Pokemon, but it has terrible headaches that make it too miserable to control these powers. Poor guy. It must be awful to have headaches all the time. Let's talk about some scary ones, shall we? These guys are all ghost poison type. Ghastly's presences cause lights to flicker in the abandoned buildings that it likes to lurk in. And though it's hard to see, this Pokemon definitely gives off a delicately sweet scent. Now, Ghastly evolves into Haunter. Haunter's lick can steal your life energy. It prefers to live in darkness and avoids city lights. Gengar is the evolved form of Haunter. When Gengar approaches, it brings an inexplicable chill to the air. Its mixed up idea of friendship has led it to attack humans in an attempt to become friends. Oh, that's kind of sad. I feel like maybe he just needs a good hug. But maybe he should keep his tongue to himself. Now, Cubone is the lonely Pokemon. It weeps for its lost mother, leaving tear stains on the skull that it wears. Some think that learning to cope with its grief is the only way Cubone can evolve. It's really hard to be sad. I think he needs a hug. Marowak is Cubone's evolved form. It's a fearsome foe that uses bones as weapons against those it considered enemies. The Alolan Marowak is unlike Marowak seen in other regions. The flaming bone it uses to defend itself once belonged to its mother, and its mother's spirit protects it. Oh, I think I would want to take one of those and be its trainer and pretend like I'm its mom so it wouldn't feel so alone. Wouldn't you? Yeah. Okay. Magikarp's habit of splashing about recklessly leaves it open to attack. Even though it's not the strongest fighter in battle, it does exist in huge numbers. When Magikarp evolves into Gyarados, it grows about 10 times larger. Gyarados has a notorious temper and aptitude for destruction. Those are big words. Notorious means that it's well known, and it's not known in a good way. Lapras has a lovely singing voice. Friendly and intelligent, this Pokemon is used for transportation on water. Aww, I like that. Now, Snorlax's massive body needs about 900 pounds of food a day. Talk about having a hard time feeding him. It can eat just about anything. If it falls asleep while eating, it will continue to eat in its sleep. Eevee is an evolution Pokemon. Its unstable genetic structure enables it to evolve into 8 different Pokemon, according to current studies. Yeah. So here's all the different kinds it can turn into. It can turn into Eevee, which is a normal type. It can turn into Vaporeon, which is a water type. Mm-hmm. Jolteon, which is a electric type. Flareon, which is a fire type.
Where's Jolteon?
Jolteon is the electric type. And in the picture, we can see all these different kinds.
What's the fire type?
Flareon. Then comes Espeon, which is the psychic type. Glaceon, which is the ice type. Leafeon, which is the grass type. And we're not done yet. Yeah, we're not done yet. Sylveon, which is a fairy type. And last but not least, Umbreon, which is a dark type. Wow. Talk about having a lot of options. Now, Dratini was thought to be mere rumor until a fisherman caught one after battling it for many hours. Its skin, which it sheds often as it grows, is sometimes used to make clothing, but it's a dragon type. Dratini evolves into Dragonair, a Pokemon respected by farmers due to its fabled ability to change the weather with its crystalline orbs on its body. Wow! We sure could use those around here, couldn't we?
Yeah, I could just tell it to snow, mm-hmm. And other people could still just...
And then we could go sledding?
Stop.
It doesn't snow where we are, so that would be something else. Where we live, it's sunny and bright all the time, and hot. Okay, Dragonite evolves from Dragonair. Dragonite's wrath can be devastating, but luckily this Pokemon is a kind and calm demeanor, and it's slow to anger. That's a good thing to have. Last but not least is Mew. Mew is said to possess the genetic makeup of all Pokemon. It can make itself invisible so that people will not notice it. Mew, too, was created by a genetic manipulation in an effort to recreate Mew. While this Pokemon is both strong in mind and body, it's made most dangerous by its lack of compassion. The Pokemon world is an exciting place full of incredible beloved Pokemon for you to discover. Train your Pokemon well as your journey continues. And that, my friends, is the end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop
storytimewithphilipandmommy. And you will see I've created a list for every month of the year. And in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.